ESPN Radio.
ESPN is live on location at the Illini Inn on South 4th Street, Wednesday, February 27th, before the Illinois-Purdue game. Stop by and hang with Tay and Karp and win free Illini tickets. We'll see you Wednesday, February 27th, with Tay and Karp live at the Illini Inn in Campustown.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Russia may aim more nukes at us. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Vladimir Putin warns as the Cold War era treaty with Moscow breaks down. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, the Russian president warning the U.S. against deploying new missiles in Europe, saying if that happens, Russia will retaliate by fielding new weapons that can travel just as fast. And he said they'd be aimed not just at the countries where the missiles are stationed, but also at the United States. Putin speaking during his annual State of the Nation address after the U.S. said it would leave a landmark nuclear missile treaty, blaming Russian violations. Claims Russia rejects. Dave.
Simon, President Trump has just called the New York Times the true enemy of the people. Tweeting its story about him meddling in Trump investigations is false. In the report, he tried to get the acting attorney general to put a Trump ally in charge of the Michael Cohen and inaugural committee probes. He also denied it yesterday.
There's a lot of fake news out there. No, I didn't.
Now, the president also just tweeted about the Kentucky high school student suing the Washington Post, writing, "Go get them, Nick. Fake news." Nicholas Sandman seeking $250 million, alleging the paper defamed him with false stories about the controversial altercation between students and a Native American activist last month at a rally in Washington. A Post spokesperson says they'll rigorously defend themselves. It is not going to be an easy day driving in much of the country.
A lot of times they're sliding off in the roadway, in a ditch, in the guardrails, barrier walls, and things like that, and a lot of those objects don't move.
He's in Indiana. It'll be snowy and or icy from New England down to Philly and Washington, over to Wisconsin, down to Kansas. Parts of Arizona could get a few feet of snow. All this affecting flights as well. More than 1,300 are grounded. A rookie Memphis police officer is in critical condition the morning after road rage in Mississippi. Police say he was off duty at the time the guy he argued with stabbed him in the neck. The officer then shot and killed the man. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us. And find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better. Money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The ACLU has joined the legal challenges to President Trump declaring a national emergency at the border so he can reallocate money to build more wall, but he predicts he'll win in court.
We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
California is one of the 16 states that filed suit to block his order, and its governor claims the president is seeking retribution and vows to fight an attempt to claw back money for a train.
The Trump administration says it won't be sending California $929 million for its proposed high-speed rail system and wants the state to return $2.5 billion of federal funds it's already spent. Last week, Governor Gavin Newsom postponed the L.A. to San Francisco project in its current form, citing its cost and lengthy timetable to construct. He wants to focus on a central California line. The Trump administration says California hasn't provided matching funds and can't complete the project by its 2022 deadline. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Chicago police continue to investigate the Jussie Smollett case. The actor has claimed he was attacked by masked men who shouted racial and anti-gay slurs at him. Since then, his claim has been called into question and something from his past has surfaced.
As Chicago police ask for another interview with Empire actor Jussie Smollett, who says he was attacked last month, a California misdemeanor complaint shows he lied to police in 2007. The court document says when Smollett was pulled over on suspicion of driving under the influence, He gave the name of his brother, Jake Smollett, and also signed a false name on the promise to appear in court. He was later charged with false impersonation and other crimes to which he pleaded no contest. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A federal judge in Chicago has greenlighted a lawsuit that's trying to stop former President Obama from building a $500 million presidential center and library in a park beside Lake Michigan. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Distill Restaurant and Brew Works has announced it plans to leave its original downtown location for a new site at Carl at the Fields in Southwest Champaign. Distill said it's outgrown its current space and has signed a long-term lease with Green Street Realty for a 10,000-square-foot brew pub. It'll be a standalone location with lakeside patio dining, a lounge area, large bar, brew house, and separate carryout entrance. Now's a good time to pick up some shoes at Payless. Payless Shoe Source has started liquidation sales at a lot of its stores as the retailer plans to close all 2,500 stores around the country. Payless filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It said its stores will remain open until at least the end of March, and most will stay open until May. Payless started doing going-out-of-business sales this past weekend. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hello, it's Nikita with MX Electric. When we say no job is too small or too large, we mean it. Here are some examples of our past jobs. Fix a short and attic wiring, repaired yard post light, added doorbell cameras. Removed knob and tube, repaired bathroom heater fan, added 220 for a water heater, upgraded home panel, added garbage disposal switch, repaired electrical inspection report items, added a car charger outlet. Whew. So call me and I'll schedule any of your electrical projects.
Relax. Call back.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Here we go. ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Winter weather advisory with us until noon, but it looks like most of the precipitation is over. We've just got kind of misty or foggy conditions. Today's high 39, down to 26. Up to 39, down to 23 for tomorrow with a slight chance of precipitation. 44 the high on Friday, down to 35. 54 the high on Saturday. With thunderstorms in the forecast, partly cloudy and windy coming into Sunday, high 37. Right now, the temperature's at 33. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we have talked a lot about a lot of different things, including legalizing marijuana. I don't think it's a good direction. I didn't think gambling was a good direction. I said years ago, I said if you legalize gambling, you're going to have them on every corner, and we have them on every corner. And the people going in there probably shouldn't be. So why is that good? I mean, people gambling generally shouldn't be gambling. You know how that works. Listen, if you want to do marijuana, you do marijuana. But why would I want to endorse that and look at it as a revenue stream? I just don't think it's a good direction. And sorry. And I probably am not in the majority anymore. But I don't care. Okay. Let's see here. This is a good one. Love talking to Sean Tuma because he's one of those really smart guys, that lawyer and everything. He's a specialist on data protection. To catch a hacker, sometimes you have to be a hacker. But what is the FBI doing? The hacking civil liberties groups get worried. The agency's revelation this week that it joined a computer botnet attack piggybacking on the malware Signal to track its activities has raised new questions about what is acceptable in cybersecurity. I have no idea what I just read. That's why I brought Sean Tuma on. What did I just read?
That's a great question, Stevie. I appreciate being here. We have a delicate balance between privacy on one hand and security on the other. And, you know, as you said in the opening, to catch a criminal, to catch a hacker, many times you have to emulate a hacker. You have to do what they do. You have to be where they be or are. It's much like undercover work in the non-cyber world. And so what what we're talking about here is the means that the FBI uses to it gets a warrant, just like we would in the traditional world, and a court approves it and finds there's probable cause, and then they go in and they act like they are a hacker, and it gets them into computers that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to get into, and it gets them to engage in activities that they couldn't ordinarily do to try to gather evidence of crimes and to try to figure out how these malware schemes are running so that they can try to stop them.
Well, and also they might be coming from Belarus. It's not necessarily Wisconsin, right? This is a worldwide game, is it not?
That's right. It is. And the one, this recent revelation came about a North Korean hacking scheme that's been linked to a lot of problems we've had here in the U.S. for years, and how they emulated this. They got into the middle of it, if you will, like into the gang of computers to see where they were going, who they were communicating with. That's how they helped track it down.
Yeah. Sean Tuma, you said a word there that I would probably take issue with. I don't think there is such a thing as true privacy anymore. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. There's not true privacy. We as a culture have given that up long ago, and Facebook is a poster child for that.
You can't really not be heard, but I mean, there's ways, and that's what you think the bad guys would never get away with anything because of all the resources and the cameras and the ways we can listen in, even if you have a smartphone, just talking in your house. Alexa comes up and speaks to me when I don't speak to it. It's kind of creepy, but I'm just trying not to do anything bad where I need to have my information. You just got to understand that whatever you say or email or text or push send on, the world's going to probably see it if it's something that could go viral.
Absolutely. If it's in digital form, it is not safe. It's someone somewhere can get it. And that's really what we have to remember as we live our lives.
And so what should we do day to day as we go in with that pretense that there is no privacy and people are listening and watching our stuff? How do we act then?
The best way, I think, would be as we go through our day to, if we're in a room with electronic devices that have these microphones, or we're considering posting something on the internet, think, what would this be like if it were on a billboard outside of my office or my home? Because that could very well be where it ends up, a digital billboard somewhere. And so, use caution, use your judgment. You don't have to be fanatical about this, but understand everything we say or do at some point in the presence of digital devices has the ability to be picked up and shared elsewhere.
And I think what is not thought of all the time is how this impacts getting a job, because people go online and all the social medias, they check you out.
Absolutely. I try to tell that to my kids all the time.
Yeah.
You know, all the funny, joking, humorous things that a 16-year-old might get, a 45-year-old manager isn't going to see it that way.
You are a data protection expert, Sean Tuma, T-U-M-A. How do we find you in Plano, Texas?
Best place is my law firm website. It's www.SpencerFane.com.
Well, you're one of those guys I sat by in class, my friend. Good work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it as always.
Sean Tuma down in Texas, ESPN 93.5. Check your sports headlines coming up. Sports headlines. By the way, the Illini women?
Right. We got a text from Jeff and Paxton saying, why don't we ever build them up and promote them more hand out some basketball tickets?
I think the basketball you can go for free. That's the last time I went, you just walk in.
Yeah.
I'm all for Nancy Faye. They're struggling again this year, so we don't spend a great deal of time past the score. Because generally when the team isn't doing very well, the interest isn't as high. But they beat Wisconsin for a Big Ten win.
That's right.
We're last in the Big Ten in the women's side, but we beat Wisconsin tonight. I think we can tie them and move up a spot.
That's right.
Anyway, it's in Madison, and we want Lancey Faye to be really successful. It's been kind of a bumpy road again in year two. Here's hoping it just gets better.
Yeah, and Bill from Muhammad also texted in about Illini women's basketball. Again, they're taking on Wisconsin at 7 o'clock tonight.
It's fun to go. I mean, I've been to some games, and it's really fun. You can sit really low, and it's a good environment. You got some band, and it's fun. It really is, and I would encourage you to go to an Illini women's game. And I think they're just going to – it's just a building process. And we want them to be great, and I think last year they didn't win any Big Ten games. This year they won two. So it's improvement.
And congratulations to the SJO Lady Spartans. It was great last hour to visit with Kevin Taylor. And if you want to relive our moments with the coach, ESPNCU.com. That game against Tutopolis for the state championship is Friday at 7:15.
It's on the IHSA something, so wherever that could be.
That's right.
Choice of 500 channels, it's there somewhere.
Class 2A regional for the boys. A Heritage section had Tuscola beating SJO 58-55. Monticello had GCMS over STM 63-43. And in the Oakwood Regionals, PBL over Salt Fork 64-32. We had Maryland beating Iowa yesterday 66-65.
Wow.
Number 15, Purdue over Indiana 48-46. And Penn State over Nebraska 95-71. Rutgers is at number 10, Michigan State tonight. Northwestern at Ohio State, SIU and Valpo, and ISU and Indiana State, also local teams of interest. Well, St. Louis Blues beating the Maple Leafs makes it a team record 11 straight. 3-2 is the final in overtime. Blackhawks and Detroit going at it tonight. Carlos Martinez, MRI this week. His shoulder is structurally sound, but they will be putting him on the list for a couple of weeks.
Don't we get to talk to May Birnbaum? I think that's today.
Yes.
Here, Film Festival, stand by. By the way, Carlos Martinez, yes, he's 2 weeks on the shelf. This is why the Cardinals went to camp with like 9 starters, because stuff does happen. And Marcelo Zuna, he's dead. A little worried about him. They might start him on the DL. So we're hoping that's not going to work out to where that happens. I hope he gets to play because we need Marcelo Zuna in St. Louis. Here we go with your weather.
39 today and tomorrow with the clouds. We've got lows in the mid-20s, 44 by Friday, and then 54 by Saturday with a 100% chance of precipitation. Sunday's high only 37. Right now we're at 34, ESPN 93.5.
So we're talking Fear Film Festival.
Yes.
This is one of the best events ever. Stand by.
Well, and it's been around for a while,
too.
Oh,
yeah. One of the smartest people in the world coming up. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, there's an encouraging sign that the housing market may see a better spring. The Mortgage Bankers Association says mortgage application volume rose last week for the first time in 5 weeks. Both loans for purchases and refinancings increased. The bankers group says mortgage rates held steady. Caesars Entertainment is holding discussions with investor Carl Icahn, who owns part of the company. Icahn wants Caesars to sell itself, and he wants management changes at the company. Tesla is losing a top lawyer. Just 2 months after hiring him, the company says its general counsel is returning to his law firm where he spent nearly 30 years before joining Tesla in December. People familiar with the situation say it was not the right fit. CVS Health shares are losing ground after a disappointing quarter. CVS Health completed its purchase of Aetna back in November. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Earn money fast in the new year with the U of I Community Credit Union. Hi, it's Lisa Paul from UICCU, and we're kickstarting 2019 by giving you $250 to use how you'd like in 2019. Some restrictions apply. Get up to $250 with qualifying activities. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Visit uofi.creditunion.org or stop into one of our branches to learn more. This is a limited-time offer. So what are you waiting for? Because $250 cash is waiting for you. Open a new checking account at the U of I Credit Union and receive $100 cash. Then, open a new Illini Visa Rewards card and get $150 cash. Start the year with more money in your pocket from the U of I Community Credit Union.
Honor to welcome a really, really successful entomologist, Dr. May Barenbaum. How in the heck are you, May?
Can't complain. How are you?
I'm just excited because I got somebody really, really, really smart on the radio with me. Yay! Hey, I think I called you about this Fear Film Festival in 1984.
I believe you did.
Unbelievable. And so now that makes us doing radio kind of on and off for 35 years.
Yeah, that's kind of
run. You've never asked me to come speak to your class. How disappointing is that? May Barenbaum, I'm telling you, now again, she would never tell you this, but she's one of the top entomologists in the world. PhD from Cornell. She was standing with President Barack Obama, National Medal of Science Award. I mean, books, really, one of the learned things. Her research focuses on chemical interactions between insects and their host plants and the implications of those interactions. Yeah, I do the same thing at lunch. I study all this.
Of course.
All the time. May, so this year's Fear Film Festival is focusing on those little critters called termites. And tell people what it is, what they should do, and how they can participate.
Okay, so for the last 35 years, we've taken one night to show kind of Hollywood misperceptions of various and sundry insects and kind of explain to people what they're really like in an engaging, hands-on kind of way.
And so you find these are bad movies, right? I mean, these are not
yes.
great. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
But fun.
Yeah, you
fun,
will not.
Yeah.
No Academy Award winner nominees here. No.
Ebert Fest wouldn't be looking for your choices. Is that what I'm getting here?
Not anytime soon, no.
All right, where, when, what time, money, everything? I mean, how much does it cost to go?
Oh, we wouldn't dream of charging for this event. It's this Saturday. Doors open at 6. Movies and introductions start at 7. It's at Bollinger Auditorium on the U of I campus.
Yeah.
Totally, absolutely free. Potentially 6 hours of free entertainment.
Wow, what fun. You can leave any time, right?
And yes, you can leave any time.
May, this is a fun thing you do, and you're just one of those very different people that actually like spiders and arachnids and all that stuff, right?
Well, I like some more than others.
How does one get started in that, liking the bugs?
Hey, listen, this is a person you totally want to sit by in class. May was a genius when she was 4, okay?
Oh, come on.
I mean it. I just know. I just know you.
Well, actually, I started out afraid of insects. When I was a kid, I was terrified of them. Huh. And then I always liked biology, terrified of insects. So when I got to college, I placed out of interest in biology, and I could take an upper-level course, and only one fit my schedule. It was called terrestrial arthropods, which I knew had something to do with insects. And I thought, okay, fear stems from ignorance. I'll sign up. I'll find out which ones I should be afraid of. And here I am today.
May, that's just
that's
really cool. Now, is it true that there are more insects in one square mile than humans on Earth?
Depends on where that square mile is, but yes, it's possible.
Wow. So some rural mile somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
In Illinois soil down to a particular depth, it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Wow.
In fact, there are termite colonies. This week we're focusing on termites that have 30 million individuals in them. So there's single termite colonies bigger than a lot of cities.
Whoa. Wait a minute. You're telling me one termite can produce more than the people in Shanghai? Come on.
So let's talk about these movies. What are they called? And, you know, are the termites going to eat the buildings and kill people, or what happens?
That's basically, they don't, well, in one, they kill people. That's the feature film, Alien Apocalypse. And that's, Bruce Campbell plays an astronaut in cybersleep in outer space and comes back to Earth to discover that alien termites have enslaved the human population, and in order to have them harvest all the wood, because the alien termites have destroyed all the wood on their home planet.
Wow. Yay. That is really deep. Okay. And again, doors open, Fuller Auditorium, Saturday night. You said 6 or 7?
Doors open at 6 for activities for the kids.
Okay.
We've got face painting, balloon twisting, and termite petting, if you like. And then at 7, there's the art contest awards, and then I do an introduction to
Excellent.
Each of the films.
Excellent. Well, listen, I'm all sincerity. I thank you for spending your career here in Champaign-Urbana. I think you've elevated everything we have in this department. And all the national recognition and your National Medal of Science Award in 2014. No, I'm serious. That's just, you don't get those. You don't get that in Cracker Jacks, May. This was impressive.
Well, this is the best town. This is probably the most insect-friendly town in North America, if not the world.
And I'm totally the most fun radio guy you've ever met. Ever.
Absolutely. Yeah. No contest.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah, 35 years. I called you. Yeah.
So I'm one of those weird people that gets my phone out if I see a strange-looking spider and tries to take a picture and send it to somebody. Do you get that kind of material from people? Or
all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Much better on radio. What I people will sometimes ask. And just, or on the phone, describe things. And it doesn't help if you tell me it's little and it's sort of black and it has 6 legs.
Yeah,
because that probably narrows it down to about 300,000.
Yeah. May, we probably ought to do that sometime. You ought to come in here, have a little coffee, take some calls on what a bug looks like. And if you need me to come to your class, we can see how long I can get away with talking about bugs. I could do this,
right.
May. I could do this.
Okay.
I could hold their attention for at least 2 minutes. I know I could. May, listen, great talking to you again. And again, have a wonderful Fear Film Festival. Best line was, we would never dream of charging for this. I love it. Enjoy, and thank you again. My best to your family. Thanks so much, May.
And you as well. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. I really like her. May Barenbaum, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. She's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Need to ship something? Go to My Office Plus LLC and ship anything from just one place. Then any USPS, UPS, FedEx, and DHL parcels across America or across the world. You can do it all. Copy, fax, email, scan, laminate. Need something notarized? No problem. Buy your office supplies or greeting cards. You can even have your own mailbox. My Office Plus LLC at 1808 South Philo Road in Urbana. Check them out today.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Russian President Vladimir Putin's threatening to point hypersonic missiles at the United States if the U.S. installs intermediate-range missiles in Europe. He says during his State of the Nation address,
"We are not interested in confrontation, and we do not want it, let alone confrontation with such a global power like the United States of America."
He says Russia will not deploy new missile systems in Europe unless the United States does so first. President Trump tweets, "Go get him, Nick."
The lawyers for the family of 16-year-old Nicholas Sandman have filed a $250 million lawsuit against the Washington Post, accusing the paper of smearing the white Covington Catholic Jr. after cell phone video showed him staring down Native American activist Nathan Phillips in an altercation at a pro-life rally in D.C. last month. The Post vows a rigorous defense.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating a shooting. Police tweeted that at 11:49 in the morning on Tuesday, they responded to Northwest Champaign for reports of shots fired believed to be between two vehicles. Shell casings were discovered on scene. There were no injuries or property damage reported. If you have information, call 217-351-4545. A 26-year-old Champaign man has been criminally charged after he allegedly hit a child for bringing him a drink without ice. A police report said on Friday afternoon, Trevin Miller asked a female relative to get him a drink, and when she gave him one without ice, he yelled at her and the girl's sister. He allegedly began to choke one of the girls, and the other got involved. He also allegedly punched a girl in the eye. He has been arraigned for aggravated battery with a prior domestic battery conviction. The two girls are between the ages of 10 and 14. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
You know the name, Tapman's.
34 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, so Dr. Mae Barenbaum, head of the department, by the way, book author and national...
Entomologist,
national bugs and spiders and stuff. National Medal of Science Award winner 2014, pictured on Wikipedia with President Obama.
Okay.
It's big time.
Right.
Yeah, my friend.
But
big,
I say, how do you get into bugs? And she talked about, you know, being fearful of insects growing up.
Yeah.
But the only science class she could get in that fit in her schedule regarded bugs.
Yeah.
So and that determined the rest of her life.
Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
I went to a radio meeting in college.
I did too.
Like 50 people and 49 wanted to do sports. So
that's right.
Yeah.
And for me, my first blues show on Friday night between 7 and midnight, I dressed up like the Blues Brothers.
Well, that's clever.
And the stoner guy that was in charge was like, Deuce, man.
Wait a minute.
Nobody can see those sunglasses and that suit you're wearing.
Little did he know someday we'd be on YouTube.
Exactly.
Okay, so we were talking about stoner guys
and
marijuana, and I said pretty emphatically that just as a general principle, I am not for legalizing marijuana. I'm fine if you're sick. It's like, you know, medication that helps you. I'm cool with that. But it doesn't make sense to me if we have firmly demonized the smoker, like, person who wants a Marlboro, and we certainly charge him, what, $6 or $7 a pack, make him go outside. It's awful. Your secondhand smoke is giving me cancer.
That's right.
And yet smoking marijuana in joints is a good thing.
So, D, I'll just say that, and because it's kind of a outgoing first name here. Don't put words in my mouth, Stevie. Stay on topic. Just because it scares you doesn't mean it wouldn't be an improvement overall for society.
Okay, okay, but it doesn't scare me. I don't think it's a good thing for you to do marijuana. I don't think it's positive. I don't think it's a good thing for your body. I don't think it's good for your lungs. I don't think it's good for what it does to you. I just don't think it's good. I don't think it's good to drink in excess. I'm not against drinking. I don't think in excess is any good. That's just what I think.
And this 217 texter, it's hypocritical to say pot is bad, but you don't mind the smoking and the alcohol.
I don't like smoking.
Okay.
I said alcohol in moderation.
Okay.
So.
Well, I feel like sometimes you kind of are justifying and saying, boy, these smokers have to go outside and they're demonized.
They are demonized, right? I mean,
yeah.
If you're a smoker, what do you think of them? Ooh.
But it could be construed as being justifying. And it is legal, at least.
It's illegal, and it's also not going to send you off to where you can't drive. You can smoke a cigarette and drive, right? And I don't like anything alcohol-related in excess. I don't think you should ever have any alcohol and drive. I mean, that's maybe a little bit anal, but that's what I think. I'm just afraid that if you have a few beers and you're okay, you're still probably not as good as if you didn't have any, so have a designated driver. I'm not telling you never to drink. Not in excess. I don't think anybody should get puking drunk. Is that wrong?
So Dee is now saying there's no benefit whatsoever to smoking and tobacco. Comparing them is unfair.
Well, wait a minute. You can really de-stress with a little nicotine. It helps people deal with things.
As in marijuana.
If you want to get, you know, it's not very good for your health. We've determined that.
Sure.
But I think it's, since it's not going to send you in an impaired way, it's your call if you want to smoke. I mean, I feel bad for the smokers. I don't like what they do, but I think you ought to be able to if you want.
And then secondhand smoke hurts others, too.
Yeah. You're welcome to chime in. We've got a number of texts on this, 359-2255. It is my position, and I'm not saying it's a majority position anymore, but I don't think gambling was good to expand. I don't think marijuana is good to expand. But I'm probably firmly now in the majority. I don't think I'm in the majority anymore on that. So.
A different 217 texter. Do you really think everyone that smokes pot smokes 20 joints at a time?
Don't know. I have no idea. I'm saying that you, if you get high, how high are you? Can you drive? Should you drive? Should you drive if you have a joint? Should you drive if you have two joints? I'm not sure how that is figured.
Someone says it helps people with stress. Cancer and emphysema are pretty stressful.
No, I think if you're sick, I'm fine with medical marijuana. That's like a you're taking a drug. You're taking medical. I mean, if you're hurting and marijuana helps you and you're sick, I mean, that's just like taking a drug prescribed by the doctor. If it's going to help you through it, I'm against it recreationally because I just don't think it's a good direction. That's all.
So should we prohibit the use of alcohol and tobacco, since people shouldn't smoke or drink?
Well,
prohibition has never never will work.
You can't ban alcohol. You can push for being responsible and not overdoing it, and cigarettes don't impair you. It hurts your health but doesn't impair you.
Okay, Mike, tending more on your side, smoking pot is a stepping stone to other drugs. Legalizing drugs is a poor way to help solve the state's financial debt.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What's next, legalization of all drugs?
Well, yeah. Okay. Again, it's a love what you think, and let me know, because
exactly.
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying I have a pretty strong opinion about it, but it doesn't mean I'm right, and it doesn't mean I'm in the majority. 359-2255-841.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes, Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
And caller number 9 for $1 million. Rita, complete this quote. Life is like a box of...
Oh, I know this one. Chocolates.
You're cutting out, Rita. We need your answer.
Oh, my goodness. Life is like a box of
chocolates. Oh, sorry. That's not what we were looking for. On to caller number 10.
Bad network got you glitched out of luck? Switch to Boost Mobile's super reliable, super fast nationwide network and get four lines, each with unlimited gigs, for just $100 a month. Plus, get four free phones. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 4/15/19. First lines $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one line to port in. Video stream set up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Our educational programs will take you on a hike under a full moon, teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, and introduce you to letterboxing. Outside offers sledding, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with a view at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see what all we have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
That bathroom upgrade is within reach at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot, starting with the exclusive Pfister Venturi Bath Faucet. It's a two-handle, widespread brushed nickel faucet with a spot defense finish that resists water spots and fingerprints. And right now, you can get your hands on one for just $119. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Bathroom March 24th while supplies last.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
These kind of superstars, these kind of free agents, you don't get this opportunity if you're the Padres year in and year out. So you got to strike, and maybe you can't be picky, and maybe you can't be individualistic. But when you're handing out 10-year, $300 million contracts on a good theory, a building plan, you do need to step back and ask, right, it adds up, black and white. It adds up on paper. But is Manny Machado the guy that we're going to be married to for 10 years? Is Manny Machado the guy we should take a blood oath with? It's Manny Machado, the guy who said, I run him out when I feel like it. Really? Marriage material? The theory is solid. The timing is right. The individual is in question. But Manny Machado is now a San Diego Padre.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio.
100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Another text. There are plenty more arguments, but you need not even make a moral argument. There are plenty of basic economic and culture arguments already, and unfortunately proven. We've legalized multiple devices over the years, none of which has led to a net positive in our culture or our economy. Colorado's experience alone ought to make us pause. They've seen nothing but an impact of the cost of societal care and treatment and an expanded black market for marijuana and other drugs since legalizing marijuana. That's in Colorado. Thank you for that text. ESPN 93.5, we jump to your sports headlines. Here we go. You're welcome to Texas, 359-2255. Diane Ducey.
All right. Illinois women in action up in Madison to take on Wisconsin. Let's see if they can beat those stinking Badgers again. Tip-off at 7 o'clock. Speaking of ladies in basketball, SJO's Lady Spartans, we had Coach Kevin Taylor on in the 7 o'clock hour. So proud of his Lady Spartans facing Tutopolis's wooden...
Lady Wooden Shoes. Yeah, okay. One of the best nicknames ever.
Okay.
T-Town, as they're affectionately known as.
Bloomington Normal.
Yep.
7:15 on Friday night. SJO boys team lost to Tuscola in their regionals. DCMS moves on, and so does PBL in their various regionals on the boys side. Number 15, Purdue over Indiana, 48-46. Boy, that's a low-scoring game.
That was a tip-in with 3.2 seconds.
Wow.
Over the top of the Indiana guy, that Harms guy, the real tall guy for Purdue. He tipped it in.
Okay.
And won the ball game.
And number 24, Maryland over number 21, Iowa, 66-65. Rutgers and Michigan State tonight, Northwestern and Ohio State.
Let me get your weather your way next.
You had a dream of opening your business, and you took a risk to build it. At Busey, we understand your goals and dreams continue to evolve as you position your business for growth, look towards retirement, and plan for future generations. Achieve your dreams. Busey is here to help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
ServPro of Champaign is proud to announce the purchase of Piatt and DeWitt counties. David and Susie McGuire took ownership of the new territory in September. Cities being served include Clinton, Bemet, Monticello, and Mahomet. The McGuires are excited to expand the ServPro brand, a leader in the restoration industry across Piatt and DeWitt counties. The McGuires opened up their first ServPro in 1990 in the Champaign area. Within a few short years, additional franchises have opened to serve Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, Moultrie, and Douglas counties. ServPro of Champaign looks forward to serving the new communities as they move into 2019.
Here's one question that has no wrong answer. Are you going to choose the new Shell and Fuel Rewards card to be used at Shell stations, or the Shell and Fuel Rewards MasterCard that can be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted?
With both, you save 10 cents per gallon, up to 20 gallons every time you fill up. And you also earn 10% rebates on your first $1,200 in non-fuel purchases per year at Shell stations. See? You can't go wrong with either. Visit www.shell.us/get rewards and apply today. At participating Shell stations only. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, I think we caught a break on the weather because it's a little warmer, and yay, because it could have been icy and snowy.
Yeah, there's places that they're getting 6 to 8 inches today. We're at 34 now and 39 our high, 26 our low tonight, chance of precipitation at 20%. Similar forecast on Thursday with a high 39, low 23, 44 as we wrap up the week Friday and into the weekend. Lots of changing going on. 54 the high Saturday and 37 the high on Sunday. Right now we're at 34 at ESPN 93.5.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsize due to their children leaving to start their own family, all the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Ah, the month of love. And two men in the truck, they love helping you move.
And it's easy. Your accurate moving estimate using your smartphone. Call, text, or email a move specialist. They'll walk you through the process. No need to have someone come to your house. Do it using your mobile phone. Accurate estimate. Take a panoramic picture. Accurate estimate. Less time getting a moving estimate. More time for eating chocolate hearts. Visit twomenschampagne.com for your accurate moving estimate.
Yeah, this is kind of where I am. I have no idea how we started talking about legalizing marijuana. What was the... What's our bridge
it's
to that?
Because of the budget review that's coming at noon today from Pritzker. And
about legalizing marijuana. Okay, in the state of Illinois.
And that's one of the
okay,
things that you. We expect him to propose to solve all our budgetary problems.
And again, that ain't going to do
right.
it.
Right.
So if there's anybody that says, yeah, that'll help solve our budgetary problems, please.
So the budget preview today and legalizing gambling and marijuana is...
raising the minimum wage up to $15 by 2025. That was expected. Legalizing marijuana probably will happen in the state because of the direction of this particular government in place. That's where it started. That's when I said, you know what, as a principal, I'm against the expansion of it. I'm against legalizing it. And, again, I don't think I'm in the majority of that anymore.
Well, you mentioned the minimum wage there, Stevie, and Michael had texted in about workers that are working for less. Iowa, Indiana, Wisconsin, $7.25. Missouri, $8.60. I'm skipping down. California is as high as $12 an hour. Why would you do business in Illinois, he says. This has nothing more to attract unskilled workers in our state and won't have enough money for jobs to employ them all, increasing unemployment in Illinois and government dependence.
Well, and again, I think when you talk minimum wage, the goal is to not stay on that a long, long time. It's a great starter for younger people, but the goal is to hone your skills to a point where you don't have to be at minimum wage. That should be the ultimate goal, to improve yourself, to improve your skills to where you're extraordinarily hireable. That would be ideal. I don't think it was ever intended to be a long-term thing. I know it is for a lot. But the whole goal is to try and get better and never stay there. Because it's not, I mean, $15 isn't enough. Certainly $8.25 isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stand by. Real sports coming up next. Jeremy Warner, all the latest stuff. Manny Machado signs to $300 million, chump change. I think Bryce Harper gets more with the Phillies. We'll see. Oh, that's next. Thank you, Diane.
All right. Enjoy the
day. Appreciate all the texts in, a lot of them today on all kinds of stuff. We appreciate it. Love to hear from you because, as I say, I sure have strong opinions, but it doesn't mean I'm right. It just means I'm me. Okay? That's what Mike Ditka says. Doesn't mean I'm right. It means I'm me.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you so much for listening. We'll meet tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
The Flying